Today's shiur is sponsored by Yoni Kirshner L'zechus Refuah Shleima for Yosef Aryeh ben Sara Riva, who's having surgery today. L'zechus are learning Shleva Refuah Shleima, and we thank Yoni very much for the sponsorship. We're holding on the very top of Daf Test. Today's Daf is B'Metzia Daf Test. We already got to the very top of Daf Test, but we're right smack in the middle of a discussion of how to be Kona Behema. Shmuel had a Chiddush that when it comes to Rochev, that is not a valid Kinyan on a Behema, that there's a Kinyan Meshicha, but riding on an animal is not a valid Kinyan. So we're working on trying to figure out whether we can bring Rayas to Shmuel or against Shmuel, and most of Amud Aleph is going to be about that topic. It's going to be about bring Rayas for and against and against Shmuel. Then the Gemara is going to move into a different topic, whether Meshicha works. We know that Meshicha works to be Kona Behema. What about the Kalim that are on top of the Behema? Does Meshicha work for the Kalim as well? And then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to move into a discussion. You see, up until now we were talking about Shnayim Ochsin Betalas. Two people find the Metziah, they both grab onto it together. So the Mishnah is going to move into, and the next few Mishnahs are going to move into a situation where one guy is holding on to a metziah, but the problem is someone else says, "Hey, that's my item that you found." So that's that it's his because I'm sorry, not that it's my item that you found, but that you were zocha you made the kinyan on behalf of me. So therefore, it should belong to me. It shouldn't belong to you. So that's the basic layout of the daf. So we left off on the top of daf Tesam Nav, but let's pick up again from Tashima on the bottom of daf Chesamid Beis. So the Gemara is going to try to prove that Rachuv is not Kone, like Shmuel said, that Rachuv is Eino Kone. Tashma, the Gemara says, let's bring a Raya from a Braisa. Shnayim Shayim Moshchen Begamal Uman Higin. Two people are being Moshe Chagamal, or they're being Manig Chamor. They are leading a Chamor, and apparently that's the derech of how to walk a Chamor, how to move a Chamor, and the derech of doing so with the Gamal is Meshicha. So that means that they're doing it Kedarko. Oshaya Echad Mosheich ve'Echad Manhig. Or you have one guy being Mosheich, one guy being Manhig. B'mida zos kanu. In such a situation, they are kone. Rabbi Yudom Reliol Mil Kanachitim Meshicha v'Gamal v'Han Haga b'Chamar. He says, it's only kone if you do it in the normal way. But an Haga with a Gamal or Meshicha with a Chamar, which is not the normal way, would not work. Katani Mias. But the bottom line is, the Braisa says, Oshaya Echad Mosheich ve'Echad Manhig. So what does it imply? That even according to the opinion that you could do shalokadarko, you could do it in an unusual form of kinyan, yeah, but Moshech u'manig in aval rachuv lo, it's got to be either Moshech or manig, but rechiva is not going to help one be zoche in a metziah. So that seems like Shmuel, that Moshech is that rochev is not kona, that it does not work as a valid form of kinyan. Says the Gemara, no. Who did afilu rochev? Really, if you're rochev also, that is a valid form of kinyan. V'adiktani Moshech u'manig, and the reason it emphasizes Moshech and manig lafuki mit Rabbi Yehuda to tell us against Rabbi Yehuda. Damrat shetei meshicha begamal v'anhaga bechamar, because Rabbi Yehuda says that it needs to be kedarko kamashmalan afilu b'chanami kani, that even if you do the kinyan, that's not the normal kinyan for a gamal. It's a normal kinyan for a chamar, or on a chamar you do what's a normal kinyan for a gamal. You do meshicha bechamar. That's going to be kona as well, but you can't be medayik anything about rachuv in this circumstance. So the way the Gemara is understanding it, rachuv, Moshe, Chmanig, all work for chamar and for gamal. And when we say b'mida zu in the Braisa, it's coming to tell me either rachuv b'makom manig or any other form of kinyan. So that's so it's not a raya to Shmuel or against Shmuel, because it could very well be that rachuv is kona as well. So the Gemara, I ask the Gemara ihachi, if that's the case, Tanakama holds that Meshicha works even in an abnormal situation, then l'arvinu v'lisninu, why doesn't the Tanakama just say both dinim all at once? Shnayim shoyim moshkin uman higin bein begamal bein bechamar. If what we're trying to say is that Meshicha hanhaga works both by a gamal and by a chamar, then just say it exactly like that, that Meshicha and hanhaga work both by a gamal and by a chamar. So Gemara says, no, we can't mix it all together, because ika chad tzad delo kani. There is one way that it doesn't work, and the question is what that one way is. Ika de amri, some of the amorim understand that it's meshicha b'chamar, that meshicha doesn't work for a chamar, even though for a gamal, both meshicha and hanhaga works. V'ikadamri, and others say, no, it's the opposite. Hanhaga begamal. It's hanhaga that doesn't work on a camel, but by a chamor, both mishicha and hanhaga are going to work. But that's why he couldn't say it all together. That's why he had to say, echad moshech ve'echad manik, to tell me that there's one of these things works for both types of animals. V'istu mosav misefa. Some bring a raya to Shmuel from this brisa, from the safe of the brisa, that b'midazu kana. The Tanakama said that b'midazu kana, which implies that only in this way it's kana. B'midazu l'mute mai. What's it excluding when it says b'midazu? Lav l'mute rachuv. Isn't it coming to tell me as opposed to rachuv, like Shmuel says that rachuv is not kana? So you see that that line b'midazu kana is a raya to Shmuel that rochev is not a valid form of kinyan. Says Gemara, lo, it doesn't mean to exclude rochev, lumutei ipcha. It's just coming to tell me that Mashiach is kona with a gamal and hanhaga is kona with chamar, and not the opposite, that you can't flip it around. Ihachi hainu Rabbi Yehuda, but then says Gemara, that's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda says. In what way is that disagreeing with Rabbi Yehuda? Ikevenayu tzarecha delo kana. The difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama is tzarecha delo kana. In one situation that according to the Tanakama will be kona, according to Rabbi Yehuda, will not be kona. And the Amorayim argue what that situation is. Ista amri mashicha b'chamar, v'ikad amri hanhaga b'gamal. Some say it's mashicha b'chamar, and some say that it's hanhaga b'gamal. So now the Gemara tries to bring another raya, this time against Shmuel. Tashma will bring a raya from a brisa when it comes to finding a metzia. Echad rachuv chamar ve'echad tafus b'mosera. Whether one is riding on a donkey as in an attempt to be kona it, or whether he's holding on to the string that's attached to the rope that's attached to the animal's head. So but he's not being manig v'chamar. Ze kona chamar v'ze kona mosera. The guy who's riding the animal has acquired the chamar. Not whether one guy is riding the animal. One guy is holding the Mosira. So the guy who's riding the animal is Kona the Chamor. The guy who's holding the Mosira has been Kona the Mosira. He's been Kona that rope. Shmamina, Rochev Kani. But bottom line is, you see that the guy riding the animal is Kona the animal. Why? Because Rochev is actually Kona. When there's no one else being Manigit, there's no competing person trying to make a Kinyan in some other way. So you see that Rochev is Kona. And therefore, if there is someone else being manigit, and it should at least go 50-50. And this is a kasha on Shmuel, who holds that the rochev is not kona at all. Says Gemara, hachanami b'manig baraglav. No, maybe the case of the rochev that the Bryce is talking about is where the guy who's riding the animal is kicking the side of the animal as well, and therefore that's called the meshicha, and that's why he's kona. But if you're just sitting on top of the animal, and you're not kicking it at all, you're not moving the animal in any way, then einachinami, you would not be kona, and maybe Shmuel is actually correct. Ihachi, if we're talking about where he's doing a kinyan mashicha, nikninami rachav b'mosera, then shouldn't the guy who's riding the animal be kona the mosera as well? Because the mashicha should work on the things that are the tachshitim of the animal, that which is tafel lechamor as well, because it doesn't only work on the animal itself. So it says Gemara, ema ze kona chamor v'chatzi mosera v'ze kani chatzi mosera. Inachinami, that's what we mean, that the guy who's riding on the animal is doing a mashicha, and that's normally enough of a kinyan to be kona the animal and its tachshitim. The guy who's only holding the mosera is doing enough of a kinyan for the mosera, but he's not doing anything with the animal. So they're going to split the mosera, but the guy riding on the animal is one that's kona the animal. Says Mar Bishlom Arachov Kani de Kamag Le Bendas. I understand that the guy who's riding is kona half the mosera, because the second guy who's lifting the mosera from the ground is a bardas, and therefore his mice the kinyan works, and if the kinyan won't work for him, it will at least work for the other guy. Elatafus b'mosera b'maykani. But how does the kinyan work for the guy who's holding the mosera? The other end of the rope is on the head of the animal, and the din is that if you pick something up from hefker, you need to remove the entire, as we were discussing yesterday. If you're only lifting half of it and the other half is still on the ground, you're not kona it. You need to lift the entire thing. So if he's only holding one side, side, and the other side is just sitting on the animal. How in the world is he kona anything? So the Gemara says, Ema ze kona chamar v'kule mosera ze kona mashatavs v'yado. No, what you have to say is that the guy who's rochev is kona the chamar and the entire mosera, save for the part that the guy who's holding the mosera is actually holding in his hand. Just the part that's actually in his hand, that's what he's actually kona. Says Gemara, hi mai. What's this din that you're saying that the Agbah, the second guy, doesn't work for himself, and it works for the Rochev? Imtim Salam Magvia Matsiela Chavero Kana Chavero. This goes back to yesterday's discussion. If you hold that when someone picks up a Matsia on behalf of somebody else, that it works on behalf of somebody else. Sahani Miliecha Dika Magbale Adaita de Chavre. That's only when you're doing it on his behalf. But over here, the guy who's picking it up, picking up the Moser, is doing it for himself. And if he himself can't be Kona, it should be work as a Kenyan for the guy who's being Rochev. Why should it work for a Kenyan, the guy who's being Rochev? The only reason to assume that he's being Magbia for him is if the guy who's picking up the Moser is also being Kona for himself. But if he's getting nothing for himself at the end of the day, why should it work for the other fellow? So Amar Ravashi, ze Kona Chamor, Ubeis Page, that what we're trying to say is that the Rochev is Kona the Chamor, and what's on the head of the Chamor, the part of the rope that's mamish touching the animal, that's on the animal's head. The guy who's holding the rope is Kona exactly what's in his hand. What about the rest of the rope, the entire length of the rope that's between the animal's head and the hand of the fellow who's holding it? The rest of it is Hefker, nobody's been Kona it. Rabbi Yavo Omar Eliyolam Kidiktani. Maybe we could really say, like we said originally, that the Rochev is Kona the Chamor and the other guy is Kona the Mosera. The other guy's not holding the whole Masera, the Chamor is holding part of it. Yeah, but since the Chamor is high off the ground, and he can easily pull the rope from the Chamor and bring it closer to him, so therefore his Agbah counts as, it's not like the other half is on the ground, it's not, it's on the Chamor, and he can easily yank it and bring it closer to him, so Mela it's considered as if the as if he's lifting the entire rope, so he's a Kona the entire rope. So it says Gemara, V'had Rabbi Avo Barusahi, that which Rabbi Avo says, that he's really Kona the entire rope, and it's because he could easily pull it to him, it's incorrect. That's the Barusa means it's an outside opinion, it's an opinion that's incorrect. Ilote Mahachi, because if you think Rabbi Avo is not incorrect, if you think he's correct, then talishi munachas chetzel gabe karka v'chetzel gabe amud ubachar v'gvia chetzim al gabe karka ubachar v'gvia chetzim al gabe amud hachinam edikam karni yabasra lo karni. Meaning, you want to tell me that having half a talis in your hand, as long as the other half is off the ground, it doesn't have to be in anyone's possession, as long as it's off the ground, that's enough to be kona. So if you have a talis that's half on the ground, half on an amud, and you pick up the part that's half on the ground, and then someone else comes and picks up the part that was half on the amud, so you think the first guy's been kona the whole talis and the second guy has not been kona anything, because after all, the first guy could easily pull it and bring it to him. So from the fact that the Mishnah didn't say this way, Rabbi Avo must be an outside opinion. So now the Gemara again brings another raya against Shmuel. Tashma, we have a raya from a braisa again about a metzia. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rachuv Basada Umanig Ba'ir Kana. That Rachuv works to be Kona an animal in the field, but not in the city. Leading an animal in the city works, and therefore Kol Shekein Basada. So you see that Rochev works as a Kenyan. It's limited in terms of where it works, but it works as a Kenyan. So that's a Kashan Shmuel. Answers Gemara, no. Hachanami Manig Beraglav. When it talks about Rochev, again, it's talking about you're kicking the side of the animal, therefore it's really a form of Mashicha, and that's why you're really Kona. Ihachi Frekta Gemara, if we're talking about where you're Manig the Behema Baraglav, Hainu Manhig, isn't that exactly the case of Manhig? So Trey Gavni, and therefore why should it be more limited in terms of how it works, that it should only work Basada and not Be'ir? So Trey Gavni Manhig, no, there are two different types of Manhig, and it's a weaker form of Manhig. Ihachi, if we're talking about that you're being Manig Baraglav, Rach Be'ir, my time alone. But why, Taka, doesn't it work in the city? It seems like it's a Mashicha, so if it's a Mashicha, it should should work in the city. So Rav Kahana, the reason it doesn't work, it's not normal for people to be rochev beir. Rashi says that the reason is mishum tznius, that it's rechiva is not mi derech anava, it's the derech gaiva to ride. That only by even though the Gemara in Pesachim, at the beginning of Pesachim, says that it's not the derech tznius to mention rechiva by a woman because it's pisuk raglayim, but by a man we don't find such a thing. But now we're suggesting that even by a man, that it's not a nice thing to describe or to do actual rechiva in public. So that's an issue of gaiva versus proper tznius. So Rav Ashi asks Rav Kana, Amalei Rav Ashi, Rav Kana elameata higbia arniki b'shabbos. If a person picks up a wallet on Shabbos to make a kinyan on it, shein darkon shalom adam lagbia arniki b'shabbos, that's not the derech. It's not a normal thing to do, and the reason it's not normal is because it's muktzah, which is a little bit of an interesting comparison. Hacha nami delo kana. So you're going to say you're not kona because it's not the derech, meaning what? Rochev is not the derech to do in the city, so you're not kona. So you pick up a metziah on Shabbos that happens to be muktzah, you're not kona because it's not the derech to pick up muktzah. So elam mai da'avid avid. No, you are kona, and the reason is whatever you did, v'kani, and therefore you're kona. Meaning since the maisa you did a kinyan, so you did a kinyan, your kinyan works. Hacha nami. My David Avid Vakani, so here also your Kenyan should work. So why should it be any different? A little bit difficult to understand the comparison. One is Ein Derech Bekach because it's a halachic issue that it's usher to pick up muktzah on Shabbos. As opposed to something that's not a halachic issue. It's just not the style. It's not, unless you understand that Gaiva is also a halachic issue. It's also a Torah sensitive issue. What's the big deal about being a balgaiva? That's also a Torah sensitivity that the Gemara is linking the two with each other. So it's an interesting comparison. So says Gemara, Ravashi explains Reb Lazar, Ella b'mekachu memkaraskina. Now clearly Reb Lazar was not talking about a metziah. He was not, because metziah in a chinami, there would be no distinction between the sada, the ear, so he must not have been talking about a metziah. He must have been talking about a purchase. He's talking about mekachu memkar. The Amr Lei, the Mocher says to the Kona, Kni kederek shebnei adam konin. He makes a specific deal with him. Yes, you can be kona, but I want you to be kona in the normal way that people are kona. So since it's not the derech of bnei adam to ride in the city, so rechiv is not going to work as a kinyan. But if it were by a metziah or with a mekach where he doesn't make any stipulations about how to be kona, then even a rochev beir would be kona. So v'ir rishus harabim hu, and the Gemara brings the case where rochev beir is considered the derech bnei adam, that it is considered normal if it's in a place where a lot of people are around kona. So he's kona berechiva because over there it's the derech to be rochev and not to be manig, because you're afraid that people are going to get in between you and your animal. You're trying to lead your animal as you walk in front of it, but if there are people walking by, it's going to be very hard for the animal to follow where you're going. So that's the derech to be rochev. The adam chashav ukani, and if he's an adam chashav, he's kona berechiva because it's not appropriate for an adam chashav to be walking around leading an animal. What's gaiva for one person of a lower stature is considered normal and appropriate for a person of a higher stature. Sounds like in Rosh Hashanah anybody can be kona, and in Simta only in adam chashav, because the Gemara splits this up as two separate ways of being kona b'rechiva, of making rechiva the derech b'kach. Even though the Rush writes that Rishus Rabim, a regular person is not kona, the Masha says he must have a different girsa in our Gemara, because our Gemara sounds like these are two separate things. There's Rishus Rabim, there's Adam Chashuv. V'i isha hi kanya, and if it's a woman, she's kona b'rechiva, because it's not the derech of an isha to be maniga behema with her hands, because she doesn't have the koach to hold on to the animal and make sure that the animal is not going to run away and escape her. If it's a person who's not mechubad, kani is also kana berechiva, because he's not embarrassed to ride in front of other people. He has no sense of tznius anyway. So in any of these situations where a person is either too chashuv to be leading it by hand, or not chashuv enough to be leading it by hand, so in any of these situations it becomes the derech to lead with to ride on the animal, even though you happen to be in a somewhat public area. And then once it becomes the derech, then it would be fulfillment of the request of the fellow who's selling it to be kone it in the normal way of kinyan. So now, once we mentioned that kinyan of a chamor would work with a mosera, so the Gemara discusses whether mishicha of a behema works for the kalim that are on the behema without being zocha in the behema itself. Let's say you're not trying to be kone the behema, you're just trying to be kone what's on the behema. By Reb Lazar, Reb Lazar raises the shayla. So a guy is selling kalim to his friend, and he says, here, all these kalim are on the back of this animal, so do a mashicha on this animal, liknos kalim she'aleha, to be kona the kalim, not the animal. Mahu, does the mashicha, the behema, work for the kalim? So the Gemara says, liknos, when it comes to buying the kalim, mi amar le kni, but did he say to him, kni? You definitely have to say kni, because in order to be kona, it sounds that the lokeach is having kavana to be kona. But I'm not being, I'm not being mechavin to be makne to you, so why would it work? So, ela mishok be'emazu ukne kelim shaleha. No, he's saying, not just mishok be'emazu liknos, for you to have kavana, he's saying the proper language. He's saying, be moshek lis behema, and I am hereby being makne to you, and you're having das to be kona, I'm having das to be makne. Assume all the das is there. Is this a valid maisa of kinyan? Mahu, what's the din? Mi mahanya mashikh de behema lakniya kalim? Allo, do we assume the mashikh of the behema is enough to be kona the kalim that are on top of it? Or do we assume that it's not enough to be kona the kalim that are on top of it? So the implication is that if you are kona the behema, then there's no doubt. Then certainly you can be kona the kalim that are on top of it. The only question is, what if you're not being kona the behema? Can you get the kalim by doing a kinyan on the behema when you're not intending to be kona the behema at all? So if he says bikona both of them, the behema and the kalim, mikani kalim, you're making an assumption over here that it for sure works if you're intending to bikona both. Is that true? Are you really kona the kalim? If the mashicha, you're not sure whether if on mashicha you're not sure if it works, so you have to say that you're kona the kalim midin kinyan chatzer. That once you're zocha the behema, so it becomes like the chatzer that you're zocha. But chatzer ma'alechas he, but chatzer ma'alechas lo kona. But the problem is that it's a chatzer ma'alechas, that you can't be kona the kalim just because you're kona the animal necessarily. Why? You're kona the kalim because it's in the chatzer, the behema is considered the chatzer. It's a moving chatzer. The halacha by kinyan chatzer is you need a chatzer mishtameres. You need a chatzer that's protected, that's guarded. But a behema that's always moving is not a chatzer mishtameres. So l'chora should not work midin kinyan chatzer. V'chi tema k'sha amda. And if you can say, no, we're talking about that the behema is standing still, and therefore it's not considered a chatzer maleches. Having the ability to move is enough to make it a chatzer ma'alechas that it wouldn't be kona, even though right now it happens to not be moving. So it doesn't even help to say that it's amda. How's an amda anyway? You're doing a mashicha. Mashicha by definition means that the animal is moving. So you have to say he's doing a mashicha, then it stops. Then it stops in its tracks right after the mashicha. So you pulled it a little bit. Good, now I'm kona the behema. Full stop, behema stops, now I'm going to the kalim on top of it. But the Gemara says, but that doesn't work either, because if the animal has the ability to move, it's still a problem of a chatzer ma'aleches. So the Gemara says, v'hilchsa b'kfusa. No, you know when being moshech behema works, to be kona the kelim on top of it, if the behema is tied down and it's not able to go. So then it's a chatzar she'enim alechas. So that's where Reb Lazar takes it as a davar pashut, that if you zocha in the behema, you zocha in the kelim as well. But what he's not sure about is if you on a behema kfusa, if you do a mashicha, and you're not intending to be kona the behema, you're only intending to be kona the kelim, that's the part that he wasn't sure about. Can you be kona the kelim without being kona the behema? The Tosfos raises the question, the Chora, the Safek could have been, even in the case where you are kona the behema, does the mashicha work for the kelim or not? Because you can't say when you're kona the behema that you're vadai zoch in the kelim midin chatzer, because then you should be able to be kona the kelim midin chatzer anyway. The mocher could be mashal you the behema in order to be kona. Meaning Tosfos raises the point that it shouldn't make a difference whether you're being kona the behema or not. The suffix should still be the same, because either way the mechanism of kinyan chatzer could work. Meaning you don't need to be kona the behema in order to have a kinyan chatzer. If he lends you his chatzer, so then you're allowed to use that for a kinyan chatze. So that's an issue that Tosos raises. Okay, says the Gemara. Amru le, once we're on the topic of chatzar malachas, Amru le, Papa Rav Huda b'Rav Yishol Rava, Ela me'ata, if it's true that a chatzar malachas is not kona, so what would be the din about how you mahalich b'sfina, v'kavtsu dagim v'naflu tocha sfina? You're traveling on a boat and fish jump into the boat. Hachinami the chatzar malachas v'lo kani, would you say that that's a chatzar malachas and you're not kona the fish? Samalei, sfina minach neicha. No, the boat doesn't move. The boat is on its own. It's an inanimate object. It has no life to it. It sits still. It's the water that moves the boat. So the svina itself is considered a chatzer she'ena mahalechas. The Tosfos points out that chatzer we learn from the din of yad, and svina is doma liyad, that the yad is not mahalechas mitzad atzma. It's only when the guf goes that the yad goes with the guf. So the svina also, if it's some secondary force that's pushing the svina, but the svina doesn't have any of its own life force that pushes it, so that's not enough for it to be considered mahaleches. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, ela me'ata, v'chatzar mahaleches is not kona, so what's going to be the din in the following case? Mahaleches b'rishus rabim, v'zorek la get l'toch cheka. You have a woman who's walking in rishus rabim, and a man throws a get, l'toch cheka, l'toch kalta, into her pocketbook, into her basket that she's wearing on her head, into her lap. Hachi nami delo migrisha. You're going to say that she's not divorced because she's a chatzar mahaleches. But the halacha is, the Mishnah says in Gittin Beferish, that she is divorced in that situation. Aye, but I thought a chatzar mahaleches doesn't work to be kona. How does this work? So I'm like, kalta meinach neicha. The basket is resting. The e, the kamasagim itusa. She's just moving the basket. She's just moving underneath the basket, and therefore it looks like the basket itself is moving. But the basket itself is a chatzar she'ena mahaleches, very much like the boat. The basket is the boat, and the mashal and the woman is the water. That's moving the boat, and therefore it's not considered a chatzar mahaleches. The Gemara does not actually make the comparison to the boat, because the water goes on its own. There's no person moving the water over here. The woman herself is moving midaita. So there would have been a tzad to say that maybe this is more of a mahaleches than the boat is. But at the end of the day, the Gemara says it's just like the boat without actually making the comparison. So now we move on to next series of Mishnayos that relate to someone finding a metziah and only one person did the kinyan, but there's still dispute over ownership. A guy who's riding on an animal, he sees a metziah lying on the ground. So he says to his friend who's on the ground, Tinali, go, give me that metziah because I can't reach it, so can you get it for me? Natala, his friend, takes it for him and he doesn't give it to him, and then he says, Vamar, but you know what? I really like this metziah. I'd like to keep it for myself. Zachaba, he gets it. It belongs to him because someone who's magbia metziah chavero, lo zacha chavero. We're assuming that the guy you're picking it up for is not kona. So when he picks up the metziah initially, even though he's intending to pick it up for the guy riding on the animal, it was not a valid form of kinyan. And then when he decides to take it for himself, so then at that moment he's kona. But imi shenasno, if after he picks it up, he gives it to the guy riding on the animal, amra aniz chisi batchila, and then he claims, I got it first, lo amar klum, that doesn't do anything. So tanan hasam, we have a mishnah meseches peya, misha liketas peya v'amarezu l'ploniani. A guy is taking peya and he's saying, I'm picking this up for a particular ani. Reb Lazar amar zachala. Reb Lazar says that the ani is zocha in that peya that was picked because the person can be kona it for him. No, the kinyan does not work. You got to give it to the first ani that you see. The whole machlokas is when the guy who's doing the picking is an ashir. He's not entitled to take it for himself. Only the ani is entitled to take it. Rav Lazar savar migu dibay mafker nichse v'aviani v'chazilei hashanani chazilei. Rav Lazar says, well, since he could be mafker all of his nechasim and be an ani and take it for himself, So he can be coded for another ani. Migad zachinavshi zachinam el chavrei. For rabbanan savri chad migo aminan trei migo lo aminan. No, we're only going to say one migo. Migo, you could say to for himself to make the kinyan, but not for anyone else to not to make the kinyan for someone else. Avmei ani lo ani. But if it's an ani picking for another ani, divrei akol zachalo. Everyone holds that it works. The migad zachinavshi zachinam el chavrei. That since he's zocha for himself, he's zocha for the other guy as well. So amar le Rav Nachman leula valema mar me ani lo ani machloke. Why don't you say that the machlokas is where one guy, where both guys are aniyim? The metzia kol aniyim etzla. Because after all, by a metzia, that would parallel a case where both guys are aniyim. Utnana yirochev agabeim rasa metzia bar melchayir etnali netalav amar anizachisiba zachaba. That we have our Mishnah where he says that the fellow who picked it up is going to be Kona, and the Rochev is not Kona the Metzia when the other guy picks it up for him. So you see that he is Kona. So Yam Pishon Me'ani Lani Machlokas. So the Machlokas Reb Lazan the Chamim is even when you have two Aniim Masnisin Mani Rabbanani. Then our Mishnah aligns with Rabbanan El Yamit Ba Asheva Ani Machlokas Al Nani Me'ani Divrei Akol Zachalo. But if you hold that it for sure works when there are two Aniim Hamani. Then our Mishnah is like nobody. Our Mishnah doesn't fit either of the opinions in Maseches Peah. So Bez Hashem will pick that up from there tomorrow and discuss how our Mishnah fits with the Mishnah Maseches Peah.